What is a good life? This is the question on everybody's mind. Is it fame? Is it wealth? Or is it health? Our minds remain confused throughout our lives. We look to religion for answers or science for guidance. The mind sometimes swerves from one extreme to the other. Sometimes it equates the pursuit of stardom and fame with the ultimate happiness. And sometimes the glitter of material wealth appeals to its senses. The temptations are diverse, some with benefits, while others with negative long-term consequences. The curiosities remained, however. Lingering deep in the mind are the thought that behind human uneasiness lies the desire to have it all. These are deep questions requiring thoughtful research. This podcast is the oral version of our blog. Sajid will be reading his essays for your pleasure and information. Please subscribe to keep listening to his future podcasts.
The Terrorist and the Good Life. Today I woke up a little later than usual. All day yesterday, I had been practicing a new self-motivating technique which I thought would make me work hard towards achieving my goals. The way it works is that one had to tell horrible stories about what can go wrong if one does not follow the prescribed methods for achieving the goals. So all day, I told myself all the things that could go wrong if I do not finish my projects on time or do not follow my health regimen. Turns out, I had quite a miserable day. My poor brain was so scared of the story I had been telling him all day that he refused to switch off at night. I think I slept for a couple of hours last night. I looked at my watch and realized I must attend a meeting with a client. As I was driving, I decided to listen to a podcast on motivation to uplift my mood before meeting the client. The talk was given by Dr. Tali Shiro, who believes that humans prefer positive information or incentives over negative information or threats. However, her motivating talk came to an abrupt end with the annoying sound of my phone's ringtone. It was my friend, the policeman from back home. As he's always jolly and in light mood, I expected him to cheer me up. To my dismay, he was grimmer than me today. He was upset over an incident that happened to him at office yesterday. The story was grimmer as he started to spill out the details. It was even tragic as the culprit was a young man, barely 19 years old. The young man he caught was a terrorist on a suicide mission. Here is the conversation between him and the suicide bomber. Policeman: Why are you trying to blow yourself? Are you mad? Suicide bomber: Because I want to go to heaven. Policeman: Are you crazy? Suicide bomber: As I was driving towards the destination, I saw young girls in white robes running toward the car, trying to hug me and telling me to come over quick. No, I'm not crazy. I want to live a good life and a long-lasting one. Not this miserable short span of time on earth. I can't wait to get out of here. These kind of stories are the last thing one wants to hear on a miserable day. But I guess we humans have no choice over what the world throws at us. The story made me think there is little difference between someone like me and him. I migrated from one country to another in search for a good life. His method, although abhorring, still contained a desire to migrate in search for a good life, away from the misery he was born in. His act was evil, but ours are no different. Isn't it true that majority of us are terrorists destroying our lives, other lives, and the environment to reach the materialist heaven we set for ourselves? I soon came to a stop at the red light and my thoughts were diverted by the sight of a billboard, which stated, "Quit junk food before you quit life." The fast food chain right next to the billboard was brimming with people, so I suppose the threatening message fell on deaf ears. As I started driving again, I suddenly had an epiphany. What if my friend's call had a coded message from the universe for me? I realized there were a connection between what Dr. Shiro said in the podcast and what the terrorist boy was saying. The boy wanted a good life, and the positive lure of the heaven made him want to give up his life for that goal. So she's right. Humans will go to the lengths. Such as become suicide bomber or materialist junkies to reach heaven, meanwhile sacrificing their lives in the process. Such is the power of a good life over us, and such is the power of positive rewards. So I guess I got it all wrong yesterday then.